Son, never stop learning.
Welcome to FWD, this week on How IAI. I gave Claude Code our entire code base. Our customers noticed. Malm forwarded message from Lenny's newsletter, Less Than Greater Than, date, Mon, April 6th, 2026 at 8:11 a.m., subject, this week on How IAI. I gave Claude Code our entire code base. Our customers noticed. 2. Less Than Greater Than, your weekly listens, from How IAI, part of the Lenny's Podcast Network. Nayamj, Lenny's Muntan, Min Singh, Minadamin, Hams, Munsing? Forwarded this email? Subscribe here for more this week on How IAI. I gave Claude Code our entire code base. Our customers noticed. Your weekly listens from How IAI, part of the Lenny's Podcast Network. Lenny Rachitsky, April 6th. Read an app. I gave Claude Code our entire code base. Our customers noticed. Al Chen, Galileo. Listen now on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Brought to you by Orx, the enterprise platform for reliable applications and agentic workflows. Tynes. Start building intelligent workflows today. Al Chen is a field engineer at Galileo who works directly with enterprise customers, asking highly technical questions. In this episode, Claire talks with Al about how he uses Claude Code to query Galileo's entire code base across 15 repositories, combine it with Confluence and Slack, and deliver accurate, real-time answers without relying on documentation or constantly pinging engineering. They cover why code is often a better source of truth than docs, how to turn customer questions into scalable knowledge, and how AI is changing what customer-facing teams can do. Biggest takeaways: write a script to pull the latest code from all repos daily, and let Claude Code write it. Al uses a 16-line script, written entirely by Claude Code, that pulls the latest main branch from all 15 repositories every morning. This ensures that he's always querying current code instead of outdated information, solving the docs are stale problem that plagues most technical support teams. Maintain a customer quirks page to make AI answers customer-specific. Al keeps a Confluence page listing each enterprise customer's unique deployment requirements, how they handle secrets, namespaces, encryption, air-gapped environments. His Claude Code custom commands reference this page first, generating highly tailored deployment instructions instead of generic answers anyone could Google. Combine code repositories with Confluence MCP for maximum context. Al's custom Claude Code commands first. Check Confluence for deployment documentation, then query the code repositories if needed. This multi-source approach means Claude Code pulls from official docs, tribal knowledge, and actual implementation, delivering answers no single source could provide. Your code is better documentation than your docs. Al realized public documentation couldn't answer his enterprise customers' detailed technical questions. By pulling all 15 of Galileo's repositories into VS Code and querying them with Claude Code, he can now answer questions about how services cascade together, how features actually work, and deployment specifics that aren't captured anywhere else. Turn Slack support threads into knowledge base articles automatically. Using Pylon, Al converts detailed customer conversations into abstracted help articles with one click. These articles are more in-depth and current than official docs, because they're based on real customer questions and don't require the overhead of PR reviews and approval processes. Reduce engineering interruptions to near zero by self-serving answers. Before this system, Al constantly pinged engineering with customer questions, creating frustration on both sides. Now he queries the code directly, only reaching out to validate answers or when Claude Code can't find information, usually because it exists only in meeting notes or hallway conversations. The human value add is making AI answers sound human and knowing when to validate. Al doesn't blindly copy-paste Claude Code responses. He proofreads everything, removes telltale AI phrases like, in summary, condenses verbose answers to what customers actually need, and validates complex technical answers with engineering when he doesn't fully understand the implementation. Compete on customer experience, not just product velocity. Everyone uses AI to ship faster products. Al uses AI to show up differently in customer relationships, delivering custom deployment documentation that accounts for each customer's specific security requirements and infrastructure constraints. This differentiation in service quality is harder to replicate than product features. Detailed workflow walkthroughs from this episode. How Al Chen uses Claude Code and 15 repos to answer any customer question, or how EAI or Claude Code and repos to answer any customer question automatically create a knowledge base from Slack support threads, or how AA or workflows or automatically create a knowledge base from Slack support threads. How to use AI to answer customer questions from your entire code base. Or how AA or workflows, or how to use AI to answer customer questions from your entire code base. If you're enjoying these episodes, reply and let me know what you'd love to learn more about. AI workflows, hiring, growth, product strategy, anything. Catch you next week. Lenny, PS, want every new episode delivered the moment it drops? Hit follow on your favorite podcast app. Invite your friends and earn rewards. If you enjoy Lenny's newsletter, share it with your friends and earn rewards when they subscribe. Invite friends, like, comment. Restack, copyright 2026, 2443. Fillmore Street, 380-8231, San Francisco, California, 94115. Unsubscribe course. Starting with, why give an AI your entire code base? Benefits and bold steps. Next up, granting artificial intelligence access to your entire codebase is more than a technological decision. It's a strategic one that can fundamentally change how teams interact and solve problems. Often, we think of AI as a tool that operates on predefined datasets, strict parameters, and isolated functions. But when it comes to accessing live code, we enter a realm where AI can interact with your software in ways that documentation or static knowledge bases simply cannot. So what does it really mean for an AI assistant to have access to your entire code base? It means that the AI model can analyze live, up-to-date source code and leverage this to answer queries and debug issues directly. This is a significant leap forward from using static documentation, which often lags behind the actual code. Source code remains the single source of truth, reflecting the latest logic and any undocumented changes. Traditional documentation struggles with relevance, often because it's not updated frequently enough. As a result, support and engineering teams face significant pain points with outdated information, leading to inaccurate answers and wasted time. With AI accessing the live code, responses are more immediate, precise, and contextual. This eliminates the usual lag, and AI can give highly accurate technical answers, reducing ambiguity. For support teams, knowledge silos present formidable challenges. Only a handful of engineers might understand specific portions of the code, creating bottlenecks in problem solving. AI can mitigate this issue by bridging these gaps. It doesn't just relay canned responses. It can access implementation evidence and back up or clarify support claims with current code snapshots. Moreover, this approach reduces reliance on tribal knowledge and allows for swift resolution of customer issues, minimizing engineering interruptions. Companies like Galileo have seen shorter support queues and faster resolutions after enabling AI to interact with their code base. Operational risks, such as inconsistent responses, are also reduced when AI answers directly from the actual code base rather than depending on potentially outdated documentation. But with these capabilities come significant trust and security considerations. AI shouldn't run unchecked. Strict access restrictions, audit logs, and controls are essential to prevent leaks of sensitive code. Balancing access with security is key. The initial steps toward providing AI full codebase access should include controlled pilot programs, allowing read-only access to select portions of the code, and rigorously tracking the impact. Monitoring and auditing AI interactions become a necessity, requiring logging, reviewing answers, and checking for anomalous data patterns. Introducing AI to fully interact with your codebase can seem like a major shift, and it is. It challenges traditional workflows, potentially reducing repetitive requests for senior developer assistance, speeding up new hire onboarding by offering them instant, detailed answers about code structure and history, and surfacing insights about historical code evolution and technical debt. However, perceived risks, such as accidental code leaks, often outweigh actual risks when proper access restrictions are enforced. Cultural challenges could emerge, with developers concerned about privacy, trust in AI answers, or job displacement, requiring thoughtful management and expectation setting with both developers and customers. Finally, by empowering AI with codebase access, organizations benefit from faster and more coherent support and engineering processes, opening up new productivity gains and insights that lead to more informed product development. This approach does not just spell operational efficiency, it fosters a collaborative culture where AI acts as a bridge between support, product, and engineering teams, inherently changing how these teams function together. To successfully adopt this paradigm, companies must cultivate trust, maintain vigilant security, and adapt workflows to accommodate AI's role in the code. Whether you're facing resistance or outright enthusiasm, the impact on onboarding new hires, solving knowledge silos, and the overall efficiency of support and engineering functions offer compelling reasons to take this bold step.